Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because we're going to do a little perspective check-in. And honestly, I want to talk about feeling all the feels and what we can actually do if right now you're just like, holy crap, the world feels heavy, right? Or you're feeling frustrated or overwhelmed or anxious, or maybe you're just juggling a lot of emotions simultaneously, which can just feel really freaking heavy. So we're going to dive into it. I'm going to share with you a couple of things that are really helping me support myself emotionally right now. And then I'm going to give you some tactical tools that I think could be really helpful if you need to get yourself to take action. So I'm really excited about today's episode. But first, I'm also really pumped to tell you that SheGo's company officially launched our first merch line. And we actually exclusively launched it about 2 weeks ago to The Collective, my personal development community. And they blew me away because in the first 2 days that it was just exclusive to The Collective, we sold out of almost all of our inventory. So we did a little logistics, a little restock, and now we are ready to rumble. So you can check it all out at shegoescompany.com. Of course, the link will be in the show notes. You can always slide into my DMs on Instagram and ask me about it. But a few of the SKUs are on there now. We've got some really cute tank tops, a hat. We've got a couple of sweatshirt options, and we're going to be expanding even more. And what's so cool is this line for the company is actually always going to have a give back tied to it. So 20% of our profits are going to be donated to the Loveland Foundation, which if you're not familiar, it's an amazing organization. You can check them out at thelovelandfoundation.org. And they're all about supporting women with mental health resources, in particular Black women. So it's a really important organization and cause. I'm so excited to be partnering with them. So definitely let me know what you think if you check out the merch, or if you have any questions, of course, reach out to me and I'm happy to answer any questions you have. So that being said, let's dive in to today's juicy episode and really just get on the same page here. So if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I am an extreme optimist, right? Like I don't like live under a denial rock of rainbows, butterflies, and happy little unicorns, but I'm pretty positive. That being said, right now, there are real things going on for people in the world, myself included, but really the state of the world, there is a lot going on, and I'm not going to just brush that under the rug. I really want to talk about it. Maybe you are directly dealing with COVID, or someone you love is, someone that you care about. Maybe you have holiday plans that are changing and you're trying to navigate all of your emotions around that, or you can't see your family, or maybe you haven't seen your family in a really long freaking time. You can't travel, or things with your job are changing, or you lost your job, or someone that you love lost their job, or you know someone that has a small business, or you've got a small business and there, you know, there's shutdowns that are happening in different states again. You're just like feeling all of that. I want to first acknowledge you that to me, if we weren't experiencing some sort of emotion about what's going on in the world, that would just be crazy, right? So you're not alone. It's a lot for everyone, myself included. And while it's so tough to navigate, I do actually think there's power in understanding that you're not alone. We are all in this together, but some people are way worse off than others. But that doesn't mean that we can't still join forces in understanding that we're all navigating a lot right now and give ourselves and others a lot of grace, as this has been a lot of uncertainty. And as humans, we're not wired for all of this uncertainty. And this has been a lot of ups and downs, and it's going to continue to be that way. So buckle up, because we're going to be in this together. And honestly, let me just add in here, because I used to actually really struggle with this, that I'm just kind of learning how to navigate this in real time, that just because you're hard or your frustration isn't as hard or frustrating or, you know, obviously in a lot of cases devastating as somebody else's, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to sometimes feel upset or disappointed or frustrated, because you're a human just like everybody else is, and you get to feel whatever you need to feel right now. You don't need permission from me or from anybody. So while you can feel so so much sadness for other people and what's going on. And you can have empathy and you can want to help. And that's amazing. And I love that about you. Please understand that you still get to feel frustrated if that's where you're at right now. And that's totally okay. And honestly, I'm not even going to tell you to like muscle through it and shift your mindset to the positives and spread kindness and just be rainbows and butterflies. Because while that sounds good, that might not actually be what you need to do right in this moment. Because maybe you've been sweeping under the rug your emotions this whole time, or in this season, or lately. And if so, I understand that. I've done that too. But I really want to encourage you to do what I'm doing right now that is helping so freaking much, which is I'm leaning into all emotions. I'm first taking inventory on how I'm actually feeling in that moment. And I'm asking myself, how do I need to support myself right now in this emotion without judging myself as labeling it, you know, good or bad, right or wrong, or less than somebody else's situation? And then number two, I'm actually controlling the controllables. So let's dig into both of those. Number one, instead of shoving down my feelings when they come up, or I'm feeling annoyed, or I'm frustrated, or I'm just like, just anxious about what's going on in the world, I'm getting really intentional about not labeling those emotions as good or bad, but instead asking, what do I actually need right now? For example, in this exact moment, do I need to slow down for a second, right? Because I'm just like, no, no, like running through things and really just sit with this and give myself grace and maybe journal something out or unplug and go for a walk or just take a freaking break rather than just trying to like muscle through it or put on a happy smile, because sometimes that's what's needed. And that's important to understand and be self-aware enough to know what is the emotion that I'm feeling and how can I best support myself by putting more tools in my toolbox so that I can look into my toolbox and pick out which tool I need at that exact moment. So recognizing what emotion is coming up and then what I need to do to help support myself in that emotion, because if we're labeling it as bad, then we're just going to wish that emotion away. But sometimes it's really helpful to feel that emotion and develop the tools and coping mechanisms to actually handle it. And for me, I've had to recognize slowing down is really important. Sometimes I need to slow down. I need to breathe. I need to be mindful. I need to take a freaking break. And that's what I need in that moment. And that's totally great, right? That's me supporting myself. And maybe you can connect with that. Or maybe for you, it's more like, you need to learn in certain moments to be more vulnerable and ask for help, to call a friend, to get more connected, right? To explain to someone what's really going on rather than wearing busy like a badge of honor or saying that everything's good when inside you're really frustrated or you're really struggling or you're trying to just pretend like you can handle it all, but you're just feeling the weight of all this pressure on your shoulders. And if so, girl, you can ask for help. The strongest women I know are the women that are not afraid to ask for help, because that doesn't make you weak. That makes you resourceful. That makes you really damn smart, so that you just don't let all this sit on your shoulders and weigh on you and have it spurt out in random places when you get frustrated because it's just too much for one person to handle. So maybe you need to ask for help or loop someone in on what's going on and get more connected rather than pulling away and telling yourself a story that nobody's going to understand. Remember, we are all experiencing this season of life in different ways, but you're not alone. So when your tendency is to pull away, instead, I would encourage you to lean in more and get more connected. Put things on your schedule that you can get connected with people, or in this exact moment when you feel all of the feels, give yourself a break. Call your sister, call your mom, call your friend, have that conversation with someone that you know can help support you, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Maybe that's what you need right now. A lot of us need to do that, right? Or maybe in this exact moment, you've got to take that frustration and that stress and you're actually like, you know what? I'm using this as freaking fuel. I'm going to step up to the talent challenge. Like, let's freaking go. I'm going to use this adrenaline that's like rushing through my body and be like, let's freaking go, because you need to get after it. You need to get to work. You need to get yourself off the freaking couch. You need to get out of that comfy bed. You need to get after that workout. You need to get after that goal. You need to go get that project done. You need to use this as fuel. You don't need to sit down and cry about it. You need to get in it. And there are moments when that is a requirement, and there are moments when that's not necessary. And it's understanding, what does that look like and feel like in your own body? How does this come up for you? How can you support yourself in any of those situations? Or honestly, right now, and I've experienced this, and this is, it's not sexy, but it's real. Sometimes a moment comes up where you just need to cry. like a real ugly cry. And then you need to give yourself grace and not think that you're weak because you're crying. Because honestly, sometimes humaning is tough and crying is necessary. And I honestly feel better when I cry. So that just means that you're having the full human experience here. If you experience highs and lows, that contrast is part of being a human. And I think sometimes we want to reframe things to the positive because we don't want to be perceived as complainers and we want to always be positive and we're striving for this always be happy, but that's not realistic. You can be positive and I think that's amazing, but sometimes you might need to support yourself in another way. And on the other side of the spectrum, sometimes you just want to sit in the negative. And then you unpack and stay there. Or if that's not you, you know someone who does that. And you're like, holy crap, negative Nancy, pull it together, girl. You can unpack for a second, but you're not going to stay there. You're going to have to figure out how to support yourself to get back in the game. And I've noticed that my idea of like leaning into these emotions has been super helpful for me because I'm actually learning how to basically like toggle back and forth with these different emotions as they come up, supporting myself in different ways and allowing myself to feel positive and feel negative, but not get too high or too low and really just do a better job like managing that middle ground where I do experience highs and lows, but I'm not going so high and so low that it feels like a lot to manage, if that makes sense. And while I find that I'm genuinely very optimistic and maybe you are too, and I'm genuinely like very happy and a happy-go-lucky person, it's helping me a lot to give myself grace and almost like a permission slip to myself to experience all of these emotions and realize that it's a really cool learning opportunity to ask myself, how do I need to support myself? Because those tools of developing different coping mechanisms to support yourself are going to be so useful for you later when life throws a different curveball that's not related to the current curveball that you're in. You're just going to be so much more of a resourceful person and you're going to believe in your ability to navigate whatever gets thrown at you because you handled this season too. And honestly, I am never going to wish away a day, a week, a month, or a TBD amount of days in this season like COVID because I don't know how many days I have on this planet and neither do you. So I want to make them count, which means I'm not going to wish away a negative emotion because the negative emotion is not an entire day. It's just that moment that I can help support myself in. And I'm not going to, you know, criticize myself for having those emotions or feeling like I can't handle it because I'm like, hey, this is just part of being a human. Sometimes you don't feel like you can handle it, but then you prove to yourself that you can. So after I support myself emotionally and I'm learning to just constantly put more tools in my toolbox as a constantly evolving person like you are, then I found that I can then move to what I can actually control. And as we both know, you can't control any external circumstances. And we often like blame the things happening or the people that are reacting to us or how they're reacting to the world. And we say things like, you know, my mother-in-law did this, or the government did this, or my sister did this, my husband reacted this way, my friend didn't support me in this. But really, we teach people how to treat us by how we treat ourselves and what type of boundaries that we have, because we sometimes get frustrated by people overstepping boundaries that we never communicated to them actually exist because we don't even actually know what our boundaries are. So that's on us, but nobody can feel, you know, or make us feel any way without our permission. So I think the game really changes when we take radical responsibility for the only thing that we can actually own, which is our own thoughts, our own perspective, and our own behaviors and the meanings that we create around what's going on in the world around us, because events are neutral. We are meaning creating machines. So I've actually found that I'm not really frustrated about those external things. When I really ask myself good questions and really dig into this, I'm frustrated by how I think about those things or how I think those things will affect me or my happiness or my fulfillment, which is really powerful if you recognize that you're not actually frustrated by external things, but instead how you think about those things, because you can control how you think, not anything else that's external going on around you. And when I really just like dig in and unpack my thoughts, I realize I'm actually in control of doing something about this. And I can actually make a plan when I understand what those thoughts are. And sometimes if it feels like you're running around with like 800 tabs open in your brain, and then you're on top of that blaming everybody else, it just feels like it's a lot. And you're anxious and you're overwhelmed. You're like, I'm frustrated. I want to take a fork and shove it in my eyeball. This is like too much. And I don't want you to feel like that. Because I think of us like we're girlfriends on this podcast. So girl, right now, if you can do it right now, or maybe you're like cruising down the freeway, or you're in the shower, you're in the produce section of the grocery store with your mask on, what's up, girl? But honestly, take out a pen and paper when you can and just jot down all of the things that you're thinking about, all of the things that you're worried about, all of those things that are on your mind, and look at what you actually can control. And circle those things, right? Or put little stars by those things. Like, what can you actually control? And then of what you can control, how can you actually control it? Because you can only control your thoughts, your perspective, or your actions, right? So if some of those items on your list can give you a little reframe, a perspective reframe, or a different way for you to think about it, or if you need to just take some action, then there we go. That's what we can actually do. But some of those things you just can't control. So if you have a bad thought pattern, right, you can ask yourself always, is this thought even true? Is this thought conducive to my growth? Is this thought pattern working for me to help support me in the life that I want to live? Because if it's not, we've talked a lot about on this podcast how to upgrade your thoughts. You can go back to previous episodes. We've got to start upgrading our thoughts to better thoughts that are actually going to support us. We've got to start looking for the good, because we can find good in other people, but sometimes we struggle with finding good in ourselves. And whatever you look for, you will find. So why not just find the positives of how you're showing up, or the positives of an undesirable situation? Because there is always good. We can find it. And that doesn't make you ignorant to the hard or the tough or the devastating. I think it makes you resourceful, because it's like you're actually doing something that you can control at any moment. You can think about your thoughts and your perspective and if they need to be changed. And I see this all the time when people, and honestly, I'll include myself, because you know, this podcast is not like a look at me, I've got this all figured out type of podcast. This is like a come with me, girl, let's figure this out together type of podcast. So when I say, or when other people say, this is so stressful, you're literally teeing yourself up to have your brain looking for all the reasons why it's stressful. Or like, oh, this day was so bad. This day was so hard. You're going to look for all the reasons that your day was bad or hard, right? Or like, oh, like COVID is ruining the world and it's ruining this and all of that. And maybe there's some truth to some of those things, but why would we ask ourselves crappy questions and give ourselves crappy answers and use our brains that are basically like computers with a Google search engine, right? We're like, do, type in that question, you're going to get the answer back. So type in a better question, get a better answer back. And of course, you're allowed to be stressed. You're allowed to have a bad day. But sitting around just dwelling about it, having a little pity party for yourself, is probably not going to be helpful to you creating a fulfilling life. So yes, feel the emotions, figure out how you need to support yourself. It doesn't mean you need to muscle through it, but I just would challenge you to not stay there, not unpack there, because you can control your thoughts always. That part matters. And maybe you're looking at your list of all of these things and you're realizing you can also control some actions. Like, you need to get out of your own damn way and take some action. Like, you need to have a tough conversation. You need to stand up for yourself. You need to put in that job application. You need to apply for that program, or that you need to take that course. You need to have that conversation with your boss. You need to start that business or that like side project, that Etsy shop, that blog, that podcast. You need to actually commit to that fitness plan. You need to stop drinking that drink. You need to stop whatever it is, right? You need to launch that dating profile on that app, right? You need to make that pivot, whatever it is. Like, you might realize that those things that you're thinking about, those things that you're stressed about, those things that you're worried about, there is something that you can control, and you've got to take action. We've got to stop blaming external circumstances and realize that part of the problem is on us if we're choosing to stay stuck or sit in analysis paralysis or blame everybody else. And like my girl, who doesn't yet know she's my girl, because I freaking love this woman, Mel Robbins, she says, if you have a problem that can be solved with action, you don't have a problem. And that is juicy, right? We are not the kind of women that settle. That doesn't mean that if you need to have a cry sesh or you need to feel frustrated or you need to just watch Hallmark cheesy holiday movies and sit on your couch one day, that doesn't mean that you're stuck, right? That means you always have a choice to support yourself and then buckle up and get your head in the game. Reframe your perspective, the only thing that you can control. And remember, future you, 6 months from now, a year from now, or honestly, even later today, if you're listening to this podcast in the morning or the afternoon, is going to be grateful that you're doing this mindset work, that you're thinking about your thoughts and if they're conducive to the life that you want to live, and that you're grabbing the steering wheel of your own damn life, and you're making it a life that regardless of external circumstances, you're still excited about. I want that for you. You are worthy. You are capable. And girl, you deserve it. So get your head in the game. And remember, you've got one shot here. So let's make it count. Okay? I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.